Matt Greenwood returning to KJO Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Speaking to Andrew Graves, you might have heard of him at this point. You'd be kind of crazy if you didn't. Running back for the Jefferson Blue Jays, in the state record books for 12 different categories. A popular guy on the football field, in the classroom. Leading rusher all time for Jefferson football. Just an outstanding guy and character. Dream Team Player of the Year. For his senior year. So I'm kind of hamming you up here a little bit, Andrew, as you just put your pen, you just put your name on the dotted line, signing your national letter of intent today to play football, to continue your football career at SEMO. So congratulations on that front, and kind of your initial thoughts with coming with that decision and announcing that and being able to sign and all that good stuff.
Thank you. And, you know, I've been had a long, lots of thoughts about everything, and I couldn't be happier with my decision. I've always dreamed of playing D1 football, and I've obviously always dreamed of playing at SEMO. It's a close school, it's a good hometown school, and I mean, it's just, I couldn't be happier with my decision.
And you know, a lot of athletes, you can't really take that decision very lightly. You know, you do have to consider location, degree programs, playing time. You know, do you get along with the guys on the team? Do you get along with the coaching staff? You got to be able to fit in, you know? What about SEMO? It makes it the right choice for you, Andrew.
Their coaching staff is amazing. They have constantly talked to me, been with me throughout everything. They're true to their word about being a family down there, and I feel like I could really fit in with their program and do whatever they need me to do to start out with anything. And I mean, I know a couple of guys on the team, and I think I'll fit in really well whatever they have going on down there.
You are joining a football team that's going to lose some of the seniors from a team that was pretty historic this past season, you know, winning a home playoff game and all that good stuff for the first time in school history. I'm sure that was one attraction to you regarding this program. Just how much of an attraction was their recent history for your decision to end up going there?
Well, the way that their coaching staff has turned around that football program is just unbelievable to me. And I think that, I mean, it takes some really good coaches to be able to do that. So that attracted me a lot to that, and they're constantly showing me love and stuff, and I mean, there wasn't much to it. It was a pretty easy decision for me.
You know, you're one of those running backs that's a lot strong or a lot tougher to bring down than some might think. You know, you're a little bit shorter, a little bit stouter, so you know, you get that lower center of gravity, and that can, you know, certainly help you in certain situations. Defensively, you know, you're good on your feet as well and a good tackler. You're very similar to a guy that also signed today with them, and that's Seckman's Dylan Hawk. So did you ever have any interactions with him during your high school career or during this process of deciding on SEMO?
I have not. I have not talked to him at all. I don't know who he is, honestly.
All right. Well, you're going to very soon, I guess.
Yeah. I've spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, he's a guy that I'm glad to get a chance to kind of meet and be a teammate of. I know that when we talked during your Dream Team Player of the Year interview, you were kind of back and forth. Do I want football? Mm-hmm. Do I want baseball? Football, baseball, football, baseball. And I know you've sprinkled in track in your career as well, but what ultimately led to you choosing football over baseball?
What ultimately is I looked in – thought to myself, if I didn't play football in college, how would I feel in the future? And all I could think of was regretting my decision of not playing. So I knew that's when I knew I had to decide that I was going to play football no matter what.
All right, very cool. Hey, your coach going to be, that's going to be there at SEMO, Tom Matukovich or Matukovich, who knows? You said before we turn on this interview that they call him Coach Tuke. What are some qualities in Coach Tuke that you like?
He's a big family guy. He's all about family and brotherhood and making the team just being all in all closer together. And he's always starting brick by brick. He's not trying to jump three steps ahead of everyone. He's just taking one step at a time. And I really like that, and I enjoy that. And I think that's really smart coaching. And he's just a great guy all in all with everything that he does.
All right, very cool. Hey, I saw in the picture that Jason Dry, your athletic director, sent out to all the media. Your older brother Austin and his kid got to be there to witness your signing. How cool was that for you?
Yeah, that was awesome. I was extremely excited that he could get off work and come down to the school for a visit. And, you know, I don't think he's been back since three or four years, you know. And for him to come back for my signing day was awesome.
Was that a major surprise to you, or did you know that was going to happen?
Well, I asked him, and he told me he could, and I was just hoping he could get off work, and he did. So it was a little surprise, you know, a little like I knew he was going to be there, stuff like that.
Okay, and had you ever met his kid before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really close with them.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, yeah, I was really. I know you and I have had conversations about Austin before, and I thought that was pretty cool that he got to show up and be there for you.
Oh yeah.
All right, Andrew. Heck of a career at Jefferson, and now you get to start writing a new chapter at SEMO for their football program. Any last thoughts or words you'd like to say as a member of the Jefferson Blue Jays football team?
Just thank you again. I mean, there's no words to describe how much I've loved my time here and at Jefferson, and all the memories that I've made are going to last me a lifetime.
All right, very well. All right, Andrew, hey, congratulations again on signing at SEMO for the football program. We wish you the best as a Red Hawk, and certainly look forward to keeping up with you and how you progress throughout your collegiate career.
Thank you.
All right, that is Andrew Graves, Jefferson Blue Jays footballer, and well, soon to be a SEMO Red Hawk as he signed his national letter of intent to go play for Southeast Missouri down in Cape Girardeau as he joins us here today on KJS Sports Talk.